my soul, 'cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love. The reason that this guy
is blue. Welcome to Twilight Talk, the podcast where we talk about everything and anything to do with the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer. And today's song of the week is Unfaithful by Rihanna. And we're your hosts. I'm Jarida.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Marzia.
And I'm Lindsay.
And here's Marzia with the news.
Twilight actors Kristen, Robert, and Cam will be attending the MTV Movie Awards. During the awards, a sneak peek from the upcoming movie will be shown. Entertainment Weekly has posted the beginning of the first chapter of Breaking Dawn. It also includes a special message for Twilight readers from Stephanie. Make sure you check it out. Also, Barnes & Noble have released the official Breaking Dawn cover. You can see it in their galleries. Twilight casting director Lana Vink recently gave an interview where she talks about the process of casting extras and how you can become one. Director Catherine Hardwicke has added a short update on the Greetings from Twilight website. And last but not least, she announces a great interview with Stephanie Meyer about the host and the Twilight series. Make sure you check that out.
Thanks, Marzia.
No problem.
Okay, so what's our first item of news this week for us to discuss?
Twilight's going to be on MTV, and a bunch of Twilight actors are going to be on the MTV Awards. So, and then there's going to be a sneak peek. MTV is going to play it, and then it's going to have new footage from the Twilight movie.
Yay!
That's exciting, except seeing as it's an MTV is an American thing, we won't get to see it.
No, actually, you are, because it's going to be on MTV International, and I think Australia was part of that.
Oh yeah, but I think it'd probably be on cable or Foxtel or something.
Even so, it'll probably be posted online
eventually.
No, but
it depends
online,
on what...
Yeah.
Yeah. But it also depends on when...
No,
it's like
I
the
don't know if they...
the MTV Awards or is it just MTV?
Yeah, it's the MTV Awards.
Well, then we might get to see it, because sometimes they play MTV award shows on free-to-air TV, because we have cable. But there's a but I'm sure it's online. It'll be online soon enough, so... We'll get to see it eventually.
Either way, we saw some pictures, didn't we, from, like, some stills from the, as well, in the same kind of, it was like a sneak peek thing. And, did you guys see them?
Yep.
Got it.
Those
no,
were cool.
Where are they located?
Were from, they were from the scene in the ballet studio with James and everything, and it was the climax, I guess. So what did people think of that?
Well, honestly, I didn't think it was that exciting.
The pictures?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the same stuff on the videos that, you know, on the trailer. It was nothing really new. It was just, you know, Bella running around, and then James holding Edward, and, you know, just that.
When I first saw that photo, it was really, because, yeah, it looked kind of funny, because it's up against a mirror, and I was like, what is that? And then I realized it was... James strangling Edward. But it looks pretty interesting. But
could you strangle a vampire? That wouldn't work, right?
No, I don't think so. But
yeah, since technically they don't need to breathe, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, you wouldn't really.
Yeah, but I think it's more like I think it's more like a fighting thing going on, and they're just like grabbing his neck to pull him away or something. Yeah. But that's not really the most exciting thing that's happened this week, since we've had a show. Seeing as the Breaking Dawn stuff have come out, some of it's come out the cover. So yeah. Anyway, what's the next item of news?
And Entertainment Weekly posted a preview of the first chapter and then the cover of Breaking Dawn. It was like a part of the first chapter, and then it included a message from Stephanie, you know, for the fans. So yeah, that was cool, I guess.
It's like you're not excited at all about the Breaking Dawn stuff.
I know, but everyone's read the first chapter, so it wasn't really that exciting.
No. Well, I wouldn't say everyone's read the first chapter, but yeah, because of the leakage with the Eclipse special edition being shipped early to some people and people putting it on the internet, a lot of fans had already seen most of the stuff. In fact, all the stuff that Entertainment Weekly put on the on their site, so it was like, yeah, we heard about that yesterday.
And the book's out now, so everyone can just go and buy it.
Or just like sit in their bookstore for like 15 minutes and just read it and have a look at the front page, at the cover.
Shh, I didn't do that.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today, is the Breaking Dawn cover and the first chapter that came out with the special edition of Eclipse that came out on May the 31st, which was yesterday, if you're living in...
No, it was yesterday all over the world now.
It's the first today. So it's still yesterday.
Except like in Hawaii.
It was yesterday all over the world. That's nice.
No, I don't think Hawaii is 7 hours. Anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, okay. So is that all the news?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. So moving on to emails now. We have two emails to read out today. And the first one is from Natalie. And she emailed us a while ago, but we didn't have time to put her email in the show. So our first email is from Natalie, and she says, "Hey Twilight Talk, I just want to say I love your show. I have quite a lot of things to say, so sorry if this gets too long. 1, I have a question for you guys. What do you think will be on the cover of Breaking Dawn?" And we know that's a bit outdated because, we already know what's going to be on the cover. But that's okay. She asked it afterwards, so... before, so that's a perfectly legitimate question. Anyway, 2, about the movie. I know a lot of people don't like the casting for the Twilight movie, but my opinion is that if Stephanie Meyer is happy with the casting, then we should all be too. After all, it is her story they're making a movie out of. And then she goes on to tell us about her favourite character. My favourite characters are Edward, for the obvious reasons, and Emmett, because even though we don't see much of him, I like what we do see, and I think he has a great sense of humour and is a friendly person. I absolutely love your show, and I've listened from episode 1. Yours sincerely, Natalie. And she's also sent us she's also attached a page of quotes and icons, and a list of why vampires are cool. And it's very cool of why vampires are cool.
We should post it on the
You very much, Natalie.
Oh yeah, we should put
We should post it on. Yeah, that's a good idea. And she's actually got a lot of other things as well. But I'm like, there's 10 things you didn't know about Jacob Black, and it's a bit long, and also it's a bit mean towards Jacob. But
no, then read it.
And then there's some. No, I'm not gonna read it.
Jeez. Fine.
There's also. There's also a funny avatar that I like that's also a bit mean to Jacob, and it says, "Dear Jacob," and then in big letters it goes, "I win. Sincerely, Edward."
I love that avatar. I stole that from Marzia. Didn't you post it on the forums, Marzia?
Yeah.
Okay, so she also has a favourite quote, but we'll leave that. Thanks, Natalie, for that. The list will appear on our website sometime in the future. And okay, so now for our next email. And who wants to read this one out?
Well, I have it up. I'll read it.
Wait a sec.
Okay. Elizabeth says, "Hi guys. Hey, I'm Elizabeth from California, a longtime listener and first time emailer. I really wanted to tell you guys how much I love the show, and I had some remarks about the teaser trailer. My first remark is, in Twilight, there's no real detail if the vampires have fangs or not. But in my perspective, I think they just have really sharp teeth and no fangs. Also, I don't think the trailer is going to do the movie justice, because it is a teaser trailer, so the film hasn't really edited or fine-tuned. Also, I'm so happy that the movie is coming out. I can't wait. Also, I have a question for you all. I was reading an interview from Germany with Stephanie, and you know how she says that Bella's life will end. Do you think it might be like other Shakespeare plays, like how Stephanie said one of her influences is Midsummer Night's Dream? Well, could it be possible that it could be also like Romeo and Juliet, referencing to New Moon how Edward thought Bella was dead, and so he tries to kill himself in comparison to Romeo? Well, could it be possible for so odd reason that Bella is either killed or kills herself? I could really use another opinion on my thoughts. Thank you for reading and putting my email in the show, Elizabeth. P.S. Becky's raspberry should be the only berry. Also, your Twilight podcast is the best." So thank you. And
she asked if because it says that how Stephanie said that, we've talked about this before, but about how Stephanie kind of gets some of her influence from the books is, oh, that's really badly phrased. No, hang on. Stephanie uses some of Shakespeare's work, such as Midsummer Night's Dream, as an influence for, I think it was New Moon or one of... No, she actually alluded to the fact that it could be Breaking Dawn. I can't remember what we've talked about before. And,
No, we're Elizabeth talking about... suggesting that wait, maybe no, she Stephanie also... Said that. Sorry. Sorry, go on. I'm gone,
it's
yeah.
And Elizabeth is just suggesting that maybe she also uses Romeo and Juliet's influence to Breaking Dawn. And she says that in New Moon, Edward thought Bella was dead, so he tried to kill himself. And that's, in comparison to Romeo, that's what happens in Romeo and Juliet. Romeo kills himself because he thinks Juliet is dead. And then she asks, well, could it be possible for some odd reason that Bella is either killed or kills herself? And that, I think she means in relation to, would that mean that Edward would kill himself and that would be the end or something like that. I don't think Bella is going to kill herself somehow, yeah, but she might be killed. Yeah, she might be killed, but, and probably Edward would go mad or something.
Yeah, but that would be terrible.
Yeah. I know. Remember how we've discussed that it could be might be possible that Bella's in a life or death situation and Edward comes along and then she turns him into a vampire, her into a vampire at that point, and that's how she gets turned into a vampire? Although, it seems as if, from what we've seen, that Edward is going to turn Bella into a vampire anyway, so that wouldn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
In her first paragraph, she mentions that she never specifically says anywhere in the Twilight series that they don't have fangs. And I don't know if they've gotten in the book, but I'm sure
they do.
I'm sure that they have it somewhere in, like, there was an interview with the director of the film and there or someone
something to do with the tracks.
Film. What?
They keep going from the original track.
What?
They're going from the original track.
I'm going to stop changing topics.
And they're happening. Sorry. Just making sure this is working.
It's working, okay.
It's working.
I'll work it out.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. Now I've lost my thread. Okay.
No, you in some time.
Okay, let's just call
this. No, but no. I'm pretty sure that Bella asked him about, like, no fangs, and he's like, no fangs, or something like that. Did I just make that up? Because I'm pretty sure. I do remember that being, like, something brought up in the book. Can anyone else back me up on that?
Well, Stephanie Meyer actually said that they don't have fangs. I'm pretty sure she said somewhere that they don't have fangs. Yeah, and they just have, super strong teeth.
Yeah, so I think... So, yeah, but that's what she kind of said anyway. So, just to clear that up, it is official that they don't have fangs. And also, we also said, what you said about the trailer, we also kind of said that last week, how it hasn't been edited or fine-tuned, which means just basically edited. So that's good. Thank you, Elizabeth. Anyway, so thank you, Elizabeth and Natalie, for your emails. And if you would like to email us about anything, especially the cover and the first chapter, if you really want to get your opinion out there, and we'd love to discuss it on the show, please email twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. Some people are getting a bit confused where to email us. I'm not sure why they would be doing that, seeing as it's basically everywhere on the internet the sites that we have. But anyway, so that's twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. So yeah.
Yep. Yay.
Yay.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You were like, yay. Okay. So, moving on. Today we're going to be discussing the Breaking Dawn cover that was released with the special edition of Eclipse.
And the first chapter,
but we're going to do it in separate sections so that anyone who doesn't want to know what happens in the first chapter of Breaking Dawn because they want to save it until they have the whole book, because there are people out there that do want to do that, even if it's just one person who listens, though, we do want to be considerate to that one person and not spoil them. Anyway, so the Breaking Dawn cover was released with the special edition of Eclipse. So, the Breaking Dawn cover. Catherine, would you stop doing that? It's really annoying. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, Okay, so, and the cover, if anyone hasn't seen it, shows a chessboard and it has a queen, white queen in front, and in the back there's a red pawn. And there's a lot of things you could say about this. So what does everyone think of it?
Well, at first I thought the white thing was a king because I was so excited and I didn't look at it properly. So I thought it was a king, but I've realized my theories for the king also apply to the queen, because really the queen is more important in chess than the king, in the fact that the queen can move in any direction in any number of spaces, whereas the king can move in any direction, but it can only move it one space at a time. So I'm thinking one of a couple things, that maybe it shows complete dominance, like in the war there's going to be a true winner, because the queen can destroy anything it wants. And with the little red pawn in the back, we'll get to the colors later, I guess, but the pawn is the least powerful, I guess, piece in the game, because it can only move forward, and it can't even go back, or, well, can it? No, it can't go to the sides, but it can go diagonal if it's taking another piece, right? Not very good at chess.
Yeah. Yep.
But, so I'm thinking that shows complete dominance, whether or not it's a true winner in the war, or if it's showing Bella's transformation and she's, like, crushed her fears about being bloodthirsty and stuff. What do you guys think?
But, like, I think it's pretty cool about the queen thing, as you said. It was like, it can move in any direction, so maybe that means there's a twist at the end. I know that's pretty open-ended, but, you know, it's a good kind of analysis. Yeah. Just like to draw your attention to the bit under Stephanie Meyer. It says, author of the best-selling Twilight, New Moon, and Eclipse. Well, duh. You would think if you're going to like read the fourth book in the series, you'd know that she wrote the other ones.
Well,
but anyway.
Well, people sometimes pick up the sequel first, and they're just like, oh, it's a good book, and
then
they're like, oh, okay.
But anyway, that was digressing just a little.
Anyway, so Marcy, what do you think of the cover?
Well, we sort of came up with this together. Jared and I were talking the other day, and we were just throwing theories around. I think we sort of decided that both the pawn and the queen are Bella, and then it shows Bella's transformation from being a human to turning into a vampire, because a pawn is sort of small, and it's not important at all, while a queen can do anything, like Lindsay said. It's an important piece. And that's how Bella looks at the vampire. She thinks she's a human and she's not important.
Yeah.
But vampires to her are like, well, great. So it could sorta show Bella's, like, the path she has to take to turn into a vampire. And then the pawn is red, which sorta, you know, emphasizes the human thing. And then the queen is white, which sorta can be a vampire.
Yeah, I like that one too. I thought of the red symbolizing her humanity as well, with the blood and everything. And the white being all powerful and gorgeous and tall and beautiful.
Like their parts. Yes. Yeah, we came up with that. And also there was... because we were also discussing why was it a chess board, apart from the fact that obviously the pawn is a symbol of low-downness and like the queen is really important. and I also came up with the idea that perhaps the chess kind of represents something to do with the Volturi and how they're always so cool and calculated, and they can do they're kind of watching Bella and the Cullens, because as we know in New Moon, they're kind of expecting her to be turned into a vampire, and they kind of want her to be turned into a vampire and all that kind of stuff. And perhaps that sort of storyline will kind of branch out and it would become more kind of like battle-ness thing, like some sort of battle, and that'll be the climax of it.
which kind of makes sense. I kind of like this idea more when I first thought of it, but it's kind of getting a bit boring at the moment. But, you know. What else do we think about it?
Well, you were talking about the war, like the chessboard symbolizing plays in the war, whether it's the war between, like, the vampires and the werewolves of Forks or whatever. But not to go all Harry Potter again, but it really reminded me of the Night to Night theory when before Deathly Hallows came out, and they were like, oh, well, the chess match in the end of Philosopher's Stone could be like the outcome of the final battle where Bellatrix is the White Queen and Ron's going to have to sacrifice himself for the greater good or something like that. So that I was thinking of plays in the battle, too, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
If we're thinking of the battle, the pawn could be Jacob, because I was reading online, somebody had this theory that red symbolizes Native Americans, and it's politically incorrect, but it's historically accurate, is I think the words they had. So if it's a pawn and it's red and it's symbolizing Jacob, Jacob could be unimportant and now in the past when Bella becomes a vampire. So it could be symbolizing that
That's
she really
so
does.
Sad, Marzi. I don't. Marzi. Lindsay, sorry.
I'm sorry, Catherine.
I'm sorry, you both sound similar sometimes.
No, they don't.
They do,
what are you talking about? I think Catherine just fell asleep there as well.
Okay, that's really sad anyway. no, but that's so sad. Like, how could you possibly like not resolve that Jacob issue? And I know we've been through this like a gazillion times. Jacob is not gonna end up with Bella. But you can't like leave him out in the cold.
Well, yes you can. I mean, there's no saying that you can't. He could be like a tragic figure in the thing.
Well, I refuse.
Oh, Catherine. You can't even get everyone of the host names right.
I'm so sorry, but you know.
But yeah,
sorry about that.
I like that idea. That's quite sad. Except,
you know why I thought it was Marzia? She was bashing Jacob, and that's all I could hear.
No, well, I think that's a good idea. But do you reckon? Okay, yeah, this doesn't make sense. Oh, should we think? Also, do you want to talk about the, idea that we found?
I found this theory the other day while just, you know, looking around and Google searching Breaking Dawn and stuff. And then, this person has this theory about what the other book that inspired Breaking Dawn is going to be, and it sort of relates to the cover. Well, this person thinks that, the other book is Alice in Wonderland or Through the Looking Glass, and they have this quote from the book which sort of relates to the cover, and it's all from the part where Alice is playing chess and then she's talking to the Red Queen. Jared, you want to do it?
Okay, well, this person says that the chess pieces represent the end game, and we all know this is the last of this series. And it's very long what she's written, but basically she's suggesting that it could possibly mirror or be inspired by Alice in Wonderland or Through the Looking Glass, because it's two books in one kind of thing. Not really sure how that works, because I have the book that's just called Alice in Wonderland, and then halfway through it changes to Through the Looking Glass. There's a lot of chess references in there, and there's a red and a white, red and white pieces. So that could be from what the Breaking Dawn cover was inspired from. And the thing that I really like about this theory is that she says the presence of the White Queen symbolises the ascension from pawn to queen. And she says here, Bella's wish to become a vampire and rise from pawn is finally at hand. And also she also says that at this point the Red Queen cautions the value of Alice's victory, which is obviously in the Looking Glass. This is just the bit that I really liked about it. And then it says in quotes,
The Red Queen says, "It's too late to correct it," says the Red Queen. When you've once said a thing, that fixes it, and you must take the consequences. So that's kind of about how vampires, once you've turned into a vampire, you can't go back. So,
and then it says, the rules of chess are that no move can be taken back.
So that becoming a vampire
is something that is one way, so there's no going back.
And also, she also says, this live journaler also says, it's important to recognise that the rule is also, if a piece is merely touched, it must be moved. And she goes on to say how Bella has been touched by the vampires, like, touched in inverted commas kind of thing, because, because she knows they exist, and she knows the Volturi exists.
And she got bitten by one,
as Catherine said, so that it could be suggesting that her turning into a vampire is inevitable, and she can't, and it's just fate, and she can't change it now, so she's going to be turned into a vampire no matter what. So, yes.
Wow. And I like this is such a good theory.
Like the quote. Yeah.
I'm sorry, keep going, Marzia.
I know, it's very well written.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
Should we put a link?
And then we should definitely link to this. This is so good.
This is a really good theory, so we recommend anyone who wants to go really deep into the Breaking Dawn cover to read this. We'll post a link, won't we?
Yes, we'll post a link.
Yep.
So,
and thank you to this person.
Yeah, I
can't for writing it.
Good luck pronouncing her name.
Yeah. Ewaluan.
Ewaluan.
Maybe.
If you're listening to this, write it and tell us how to pronounce your name on live chat.
I think it'd be Elwyn.
Thanks.
Elwyn. I think
Elwin.
So.
Elwin.
I don't know.
Elwin. Right.
Elwin.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Elwyn, I don't know.
Elwyn? Yeah, Elwyn, maybe, yeah. Yes. Fantastic theory.
Okay, so, is there anyone else who has any other ideas for the cover?
No, not for the cover. Are we going to talk about the writing on the cover, though? For, like, the description on the back? Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was just the conversation between Bella and Edward,
well,
right?
Yeah, I think it's Edward. But some people think it's Jacob. It's on the bottom of the Breaking Dawn cover. Okay, I'll read it out. Okay.
Yeah, read it out.
It says, "Don't be afraid," I murmured. "We belong together." I was abruptly overwhelmed by the truth of my own words. This moment was so perfect, so right. There was no way to doubt it. His arms were wrapped around me, holding me tight against him. It felt like every nerve ending in my body was a live wire. Forever, he agreed. And that's on the bottom. Yeah, that's on the bottom.
I thought that was Edward.
Yeah.
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 Doesn't make any sense being Jacob.
I
would have thought that something.
No, go ahead.
Sorry. I thought that probably be like when she's just about to become a vampire or something like that. Because it's like she's still obviously alive because she can feel her nerves.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I first thought it was, not really sure to say this, but when they were going to first consummate their marriage, because Edward never wanted to... No, but, okay, because Edward didn't want to do that before, because he was like, no, I could kill you so easily. I think he'd be more willing to change her than do that. And he seems, if it is Edward, of course...
Yeah, probably.
He honestly thinks he's going to kill her. But it could be the changing scene, too.
It could be either of those scenes. It's ambiguous, but then...
Well, we don't even know who she's talking to, really.
Yeah.
Although,
we
it
can
is...
Assume.
Yeah. It seems probably most likely to be Edward.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'd ever say to Jacob that they'd be together forever, because that doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Well, some people are thinking because... It says she was abruptly overwhelmed by the truth of her own words. People are thinking it's Jacob because she already knew she loved Edward because she tells him, like, every chapter. But Jacob, she knows she loves Jacob now, but she hasn't known for that long of a time. But if you also take that, you can spin it around to say that if it's the turning scene, she's abruptly overwhelmed by the absoluteness of forever. Because she's been saying, yeah, I want to be a vampire. And I'm not saying she doesn't, but once you finally get what you've been wanting for a long time, you're you might get, like, an abrupt, oh my god, it actually is forever. Not saying that she's not going to do it, but exactly, that it could be that as well.
She's probably just
but
like,
Bella gets overwhelmed
like
a lot.
It's true.
I mean, she's overwhelmed every second she's with Edward, so it doesn't really say
it's
anything.
It's true.
True. Yeah, well, so yeah. I would have thought it's just like her realizing that it's actually going to happen, because like, she's built it out for 3 books now, and finally she's going to become a vampire.
We think.
So yeah, that's all there is to it.
When do you guys think the changing is going to happen?
I have no idea.
I have a feeling it's going to be right at the end of the book, because for some odd reason I just don't think that there's going to be much at all of Bella as a vampire, as in her point of view. Because it would just be really weird. Like, chapter, say in the middle of the book, it would be like, the end of one of the chapters would be like, and then I got turned into a vampire. And the next chapter should be a vampire. And then that would just be odd.
It's boring. You finish the story.
Because it would be like, oh, look, it's a human. Let's kill it or something for most of the time. Because she's going to have that thirstiness.
I really want to see that, though. I want to see how it feels like for newborn vampires. Especially for Bella, since she knew she was going to turn into a vampire. So her kiss might
be
true.
That kind of could be like a whole different book. You know what I mean? Like the whole, you know. I mean, it's really weird because you couldn't have. I don't reckon you could like have her changing halfway through, and then maybe you could have like 2 parts. But I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I think it's going to be somewhere near the end. Personally, but we really don't know.
Well, somebody was saying online that they think the little quote thing I just read that was on the cover could have been, like, the final words of the book. And they were like, if that happens, I swear to God, I'm going to throw my book against the wall. Like in Twilight, when it ended with, like...
I think they very, very rarely put the last words of a book on the cover.
But that would be very annoying. But then, because then you'd, like, read the whole book and you'd be like, but I've already read this at the end. But also, that would be a horrible, horrible ending, because that's so ambiguous. I mean, yeah.
God, we have to have everything resolved, don't we? Honestly,
well,
you can
but,
do
like... But, like, you want to know what happens. Maybe they'll have, like, the end of the book will be, like, it won't be like this because it'll be much more poetic, but it'll be, like, and then he turned over, then he leaned over and turned into a vampire, and then it'll be, like, the end. But
oh,
it'll be more
that
poetic
would be so
that.
Bad.
No.
I might like buy another book
kind of
just to trash it.
I can kind of see, like, that being the end of the book, and then there'd be, like, an epilogue. Love the epilogues. Of, like, Bella talking about how after she's become a vampire, rather than that being part of the story.
There'll be someone called Albus Severus. We'll have an Albus Severus and a, Hugo.
Hugo. Oh. Anyway, that was random. So... that's all we have time for discussing the book cover.
If you want to add to the discussion, I do that again. If you want to add to the discussion, please email us at twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now we should do a spoiler warning. Who wants to do the spoiler warning?
John. John should do it.
So I guess spoiler.
Spoiler!
Okay. So now we come to the portion of the show where we're going to talk about the first chapter of Breaking Dawn that was released with Eclipse, the special edition of Eclipse. And if you don't want to hear about it and you want to wait till the book is released in August, then turn your iPod off now. Okay, so in the first chapter, it basically describes Bella and she's driving down a street and
aren't you going to talk about the preface?
Oh, the preface, yes. I know it was very ambiguous.
That freaked me out. That really freaked me out.
Same here.
Yeah, that. Okay, so what did you guys think of the preface? Because it was...
Isn't it the preface?
Preface? Preface?
Preface?
Preface.
I don't know.
So anyway, so before we start talking about the main chapter, we should talk about the preface, or preface, depending on what you want to say. And so what did you guys think of the preface bit? It was awesome, I thought.
Care to elaborate on that? No.
Well, it was really weird.
Okay, sorry.
It was talking about how she was talking about how she feared about someone. She feared someone that she loved or something.
Is it fear, though? Is she afraid?
Yeah, she's afraid of someone she loved. Because she says, this is the bit that got me. When you love the one who was killing you, it left you no options.
Yeah. My immediate thought when I read that was Jacob was going to kill her. That Jacob came back. And I got... I like almost freaked out in the middle of the story. I was sitting there on the steps reading it. I was like, oh my god, no way, Jacob Black, you are not going to kill Bella. And I started freaking out. But then I thought maybe, because she says, if your life was all you had to give your beloved, how could you not give it if it was someone you truly loved? I'm thinking maybe that's the turning scene, and she's just having pre-turning jitters or something. I don't know.
That's weird, because I thought it was Edward the first time I read it, and then the more I thought about it, it didn't make sense. So now I think it's Jacob.
Why do you think it's Jacob?
But yeah. Well, I don't
Sorry.
See.
I was gonna say, why do you think it's Jacob now?
Because well, actually, Jared pointed this out to me, and Bella's thinking about running away. So if Edward's turning her into a vampire, she wants to be turned into a vampire, so she wouldn't
that
be thinking
true.
About running away. So it wouldn't. Yeah, so it wouldn't make sense if it's Edward. So it's probably someone else. And, you know, Jacob's the only one I can think of, because maybe he'd rather she die human than become a vampire. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but it just it seems odd to me, because Jacob wants to be with Bella, obviously. And he can't really be that against the vampires that he'd kill the person he loves so much just because she wants to be with something he hates. That's kind of rather random, and I don't know if he'd go that far. I mean, he might want to kill Edward, but why would he want to kill Bella, the person he loves? It just doesn't work what his objectives are, because obviously he wants to be with Bella, but because Edward's there, he can't be with Bella. So then he's gonna kill Bella. That doesn't really make any sense. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, now that I can think of it, it doesn't make sense for Jacob to kill her. Yeah. But I don't think it's Edward.
Yeah, because some people might say that it could be the turning scene that she's talking about, but she's not being killed, she's being turned into a vampire, and she's wanted to become a vampire for so long that she wouldn't suddenly turn around and decide that killing... that being a vampire would be the same as being killed, because it's not. So, in fact, it's the opposite. It's kind of becoming immortal and not dying that comes with being a vampire. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, at the end it says that if your life was all you had to give to your beloved, how could you not give it if it was someone you truly loved? Do you think she has to sacrifice herself for someone?
Yeah,
that
maybe.
That would be so dumb. Bella's so willing to sacrifice herself all the time. I'd actually kind of be irritated if that was it. Unless she, like, pulls something magic.
Why, though? It makes
sense.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
she's always so willing to sacrifice herself. Like, in Eclipse, she cut herself with the rock so Edward would win. In New Moon, she basically just gave up because Edward left. And, okay, admittedly, I could see that because she does love Edward. But she's just so self-sacrificing all the time. That I think she should fight for once. I don't know, maybe it's just me.
I don't know, I think that she does sacrifice herself a lot in different ways. But why would she... Yeah, because she's afraid, but she's kind of questioning it. So maybe it's not a particularly conscious decision. I mean, maybe it's been forced on her.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, never mind, because a few lines above that, it says, when you love the one who was killing you, it left you no option. So that wouldn't make sense if she's sacrificing herself. Because the person...
Yeah.
I think we're looking at this in the totally wrong way, and it's going to be something ridiculous, and we're going to be like, oh my god, that's so clever.
It's either going to be something really ridiculous, or it's going to be something really obvious.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what happens. Maybe it is Edward.
Well, we really need to move on, because we're just talking about one bit. So, moving on to the chapter, the actual chapter, the first chapter, which is called...
Engaged.
Engaged. That's the one. I did have it then. So, it is... What did you guys think of this chapter?
I think it was hilarious.
I thought it was...
I know. Yeah, I really liked it.
It was funny. I just don't... Yeah,
I like the credit card and the fees. I was like...
When those got...
Edward's very
talk
good...
Talk about conspicuous.
I know, seriously.
Yeah, it's very good at being conspicuous.
When the...
It's like... No... Oh, and Charlie was hilarious. Poor Charlie.
Oh, yeah, I love that part.
But, yeah, so, in the chapter, do you really think it was necessary for Edward to buy her
car?
I know,
it was hilarious, though.
No. I mean,
it was
new
so
car.
Funny. And it was, like, 400 pounds of armor-proof steel, and the windows were, like, missile-proof. So funny.
And then she's like,
missile proof. I know.
What
so
does he expect?
Funny. And then she's like, I bet they're having a good laugh about this behind my back. Oh, so funny.
I know. That was funny. And the two people at the gas station, when they wanted a picture with the car.
Yes.
Yeah, like, can I have a picture of this car?
Typical that it wasn't even available in Europe yet, yet somehow Edward got the car. But he stole it from somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like the LCD that wasn't even out yet, and they had to get it from where? Was it? They had to get it from Korea or somewhere else? I don't know. Do you know? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The LCD TV Edward broke. It was actually in the extras or somewhere on Stephanie Meyer's website.
No,
it was a New Moon. Yeah, he broke something in the other room when they were like voting if Bella should stay human or turn into a vampire. And then someone asked Stephanie Meyer what that was, and she was like, it's a plasma TV that wasn't even out yet, or something like that.
Typical. That's hilarious.
Like, oh, yeah. But yes, I mean, talk about conspicuous. I don't know. I mean, you obviously know from, like, soon off, from quite early in the chapter that everybody knows that she's going to get married, and she is going to get married. So...
Well, no, they don't. I don't know.
I don't know how she's handling it. I'd be terrified if it were me.
Me too. But, like, I know a few people have been complaining that she's, what's the word? She's not annoyed, but she's kind of scared and annoyed that she has to get married to
anxious.
Edward. And she doesn't see it as a thing that
yeah, anxious.
And a lot of people have been complaining that why should she be anxious? She's getting married to Edward and all that kind of stuff. But I think if you were in Bella's shoes, you'd be anxious as well. Because I don't think Bella sees it as any particular importance to their relationship if she gets married or not before she gets turned into a vampire. So, yeah.
Yeah, that annoys me a lot. People write, oh, if Bella won't marry Edward, I will. She should stop whining. But, it's an important decision she's making. I'd be nervous if
I
were her,
I'd be freaking out if I were her.
Even if you are marrying...
Yeah. Like, at what, 19?
No, she's not even 19.
I'd never do that.
She's only 18. I'd be freaking out a little bit.
Me too.
It's like, hello, we're 18 in 7 months. That's
wow.
And Becky is already 18, so imagine
being
married.
Becky did get married, remember?
Like, okay.
A couple weeks ago, telling us and inviting us to the wedding. Thanks a lot, Becky. Thought we were friends. Whatever.
Anyway, I don't actually think much happened in the chapter, because we kind of already heard it before in the way that we knew that Bella was going to get married and they'd made the deal between Edward and her in that it maybe wasn't as set in stone as it was presented in the first chapter of Breaking Dawn, but we kind of already knew what was going on with that and they'd agreed on and everything, and they basically it was just telling Charlie, and then there was the phone conversation I think it was with Renee, but the bit about Jacob... That was sad.
That was pretty sad.
I felt sad.
I was really sad.
I have something to say about...
And sorry. Charlie insisted on putting...
No, sure, go ahead. I'll say it later.
Posters up. No, it's okay. You can say...
Okay, well, Stephanie said that Jacob was in Northern Canada. and they said that, yeah, go Canada. Okay. But Seth was saying that they didn't know which province he was in because he didn't pay attention to the provincial lines and stuff. But it sounded to me like he was in really northern Canada, which would mean he's in a territory, which would mean he's very close to Alaska if he just ran straight north, because Washington is on the west coast, and if he's straight north, he'd either be in northern British Columbia, or he could be somewhere in Yukon. I can send you guys a map if you want it. There's the place right below British Columbia is Washington State. Washington State borders on British Columbia. So if he ran straight north, he'd either be in northern British Columbia or in Yukon, and Yukon borders Alaska, which is where the clan in Denali is. I'm not exactly sure where they live in Alaska exactly, but he'd be near Alaska, and we all know they wanted to take out the pack in order to help the vampires in Eclipse. So if they run across Jacob, they might kill him.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. That would be horrible. That's interesting, though.
Ooh, maybe we could have a showdown in Alaska.
And if somebody... low blow. No, but if somebody's constantly in their wolf form trying to talk to Jacob, they could hear it and relay it back to Bella, and she'd be really upset.
Yeah.
She might go after Jacob to tell him to come home.
Oh, yeah, that is a good...
Which may be what this thing comes from.
Yeah.
I'd had the preface with the one you love killing. I don't know, that just came to me now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know how it fits.
Yeah, maybe she's in her vampire form.
Or even if she's not a vampire yet, but Edward's with her. That wouldn't make any sense, though.
No, I don't... No,
Edward
I don't think
wouldn't... Yeah, that's true.
Jacob, killing Bella. I don't think Jacob would ever kill her.
Yeah, because he was like, I'll kill any of
the
gang.
Tries to take
or the clan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think he'd kill her if she's human. Even if she's a vampire, I don't think he'll kill her. I don't know.
Would he?
Maybe something happened.
I don't know. If Bella came to him begging him to come home and she was a vampire, would he go to the clan in Denali and asking them to kill him? Because he wouldn't want to see Bella as a vampire because he loves her so much?
No, I don't think he'd do that.
No, I don't think he'd do that.
As much as it's a nice thought, I don't think
he just gave Catherine a heart attack.
Mother, you are terrible. How dare you say something like that?
There you go. But okay, so moving on to the Jacob thing, because now we kind of know that they're kind of keeping in touch with Jacob, so they know where he is, sort of. So that's good, because at the end of Eclipse, no one knew where he was going, except he was running away north. So then the next bit of the chapter, I think, is when Alice comes in and they're trying on their wedding clothes, Charlie and Bella. And then she goes into her, and Bella goes into her happy place. Which is funny. I found slightly funny that she's a happy place and she's thinking about Edward. But the sad thing there was when she thought about the, because the way it's written, it's kind of bittersweet when she's talking about the, how her best friend's not going to be at the wedding, and that was Jacob, and I was like, aww, poor Jacob. Well, poor Bella. Well, actually, they're all poor.
I know. Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know, but that saddened me. I feel really sorry for Jacob after reading the first chapter. I don't know why.
Because he's, like, run away, because he's got his heart broken. That's why. Honestly, Jared.
Why is this doing there? Put it back in my music stand, Catherine.
Sorry. Okay, I think we've reached a lull. But I think we should wrap it up. It's 8:38 and we haven't had dinner and I'm hungry.
Catherine's hungry. That's why we have to leave.
Unless we've got anything else to say, but...
Does anyone have anything else to say about the chapter?
Other than wondering where Ella is, or Edward is going to take Bella on their honeymoon, not really.
Oh yeah, we could speculate about that forever, but
somewhere without much time too. Because
they're not going to go to Australia anytime.
What place is romantic that doesn't get much sun though? Because generally, when you think of
but like some people.
What
like
if they
the
went
snow?
To like Paris and
but
toured Paris at night?
Maybe Greenland.
Greenland. Oh yeah, if he's changing her, it would have to be remote too. Oh my, this would be so cool.
Yeah.
I'm very excited now.
I know, I can't wait. So that pretty much wraps up the show today, and hopefully with all our technical difficulties, it'll sound pretty good.
What about the poem, too? Did you guys want to say anything about that?
Yeah.
The poem? What?
Oh, you didn't at the beginning of the chapter?
The only thing I could come up with that was putting childhood away and transforming into a vampire. But apparently that's only part of the poem. It's a huge thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, what you
no,
say.
It's really long.
So, moving on to favourite quotes, and we have one favourite quote from Natalie, who sent in an email that they read out earlier on the show. And she says her personal favourite quote is, "He drives like a maniac. It's terrifying," from Bella. And I think that's from when Bella's talking to Jessica. Yeah, about Edward in Twilight. And that was... So,
that was funny.
Thanks for that favourite quote. Thanks for that favourite quote, Natalie. She's also on the page that she sent us an attachment. There are all of the favourite quotes from the Twilight series, so that's good. Anyway, thank you for that. And if you would like to send us your favourite quote or any emails or any comments or feedback from our show or any ideas that you have about the first chapter or the cover of Breaking Dawn, please email them to twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. Also, Catherine, what's our MySpace URL?
Twilight Talk?
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Our MySpace URL is
myspace.com/twilighttalk.
Is that it? Okay, because I get confused.
So, if you would like to befriend us, just go there. Also, our blog is twilighttalk.wordpress.com.
And you can leave us a comment there. We love our comments over there. And I recently updated my About Me section, which I hope all the other hosts are going to do.
Yes, I updated my About Me section.
And you can read up a little bit more information. And hopefully we'll be able to put all those things that we said in the show up on the website fairly soon, so you guys can check it out. So yeah, go visit us over there.
Oh, of course. And please, if you have Facebook, please join the group Twilight Talk. We don't really have that many...
There's like 18 or maybe...
There's 20 people.
20 people now in the group.
And please don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, because we're 160-something at the moment and we know we can get higher. So also, it's the beginning of a new month today, so please vote. It's not that hard.
And we have a live journal group.
So that is...
What is that one?
community.livejournal.com/twilight_talk. If you have a live journal and want to join that, we have about 8 members so far, but please go over there and join up. And yeah, I think that's it. So thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed our discussion. And with that, I'm Gerida.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Marzia.
And I'm Lindsay.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Oh my god.
What happened?
What
happened?
Okay.
Twilight Talk Podcast. Okay, I'm hosting, go away.
But no, but you need to go. You need to do something.
Anyway, so,
thanks for listening.
I'm saying that.
Well, say it then.
Okay.